Daniel chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel saw a dream and visions of his head as he lay in his bed. Then he wrote down the dream and told the sum of the matter. Daniel declared, "I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea, and four great beasts came up out of the sea, different from one another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. Then, as I looked, its wings were plucked off, and it was lifted up from the ground and made to stand on 2 feet like a man. And the mind of a man was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second one, like a bear. It was raised up on one side. It had 3 ribs in its mouth between its teeth, and it was told, 'Arise, devour much flesh.' After this, I looked, and behold, another, like a leopard, with 4 wings of a bird on its back. And the beast had 4 heads, and dominion was given to it. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a 4th beast, terrifying and dreadful and exceedingly strong. It had great iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces and stamped what was left with its feet. It was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up another horn, a little one, before which 3 of the 1st horns were plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes, like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. As I looked, thrones were placed, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames. Its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and came out from before him. 1,000,000 served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. I looked then because of the sound of the great words that the horn was speaking. And as I looked, the beast was killed, and its body destroyed, and given over to be burned with fire. As for the rest of the beasts, their dominion was taken away, but their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven there came one like the Son of Man. And he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. As for me, Daniel, my spirit within me was anxious, and the visions of my head alarmed me. I approached one of those who stood there and asked him the truth concerning all this. So he told me and made known to me the interpretation of the things. These 4 great beasts are 4 kings who shall rise out of the earth, but the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever, and ever. Then I desire to know the truth about the 4th beast, which was different from all the rest, exceedingly terrifying, with its teeth of iron and claws of bronze, and which devoured in broken pieces and stamped what was left with its feet. And about the 10 horns that were on its head, and the other 1 horn that came up before which the 3 of them fell, the horn that had eyes and a mouth that spoke great things, and that seemed greater than its companions. As I looked, this horn made war with the saints and prevailed over them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given for the saints of the Most High, and the time came when the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, "As for the 4th beasts, there shall be a 4th kingdom on earth, which shall be different from all the kingdoms, and it shall devour the whole earth, and trample it down, and break it to pieces. As for the 10 horns, out of this kingdom 10 kings shall arise, and another shall arise after them. He shall be different from the former ones, and shall put down 3 kings. He shall speak words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and shall think to change the times and the law, and they shall be given into his hand for a time, times, and half a time. But the court shall sit in judgment, and his dominion shall be taken away, to be consumed and destroyed to the end. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, His kingdom shall be an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Here is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts greatly alarmed me, and my color changed, but I kept the matter in my heart." Please be seated. Let's pray together. Our Father, we do come to your holy word, to a passage which is not easy to understand. But Father, it is for our edification. It is necessary that we understand it, Lord. We pray that your Holy Spirit would come and help us. Help me as I preach, and in all things during this sermon, be glorified and honored. Now we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, every year, it seems, Hollywood releases another apocalyptic film, or even several of them. They seem to be quite popular in recent years. These are movies which are set in the future, and they often describe a world that is ripped apart by the ravages of war or some cataclysmic event. And the few humans that remain there at the end are left to struggle for survival. Now, the prevalence of these movies really underscores the fact that most people sense that human history is headed towards an end point. It can't go on forever as it is. And as we try to imagine what the end will look like, we often dream up a world which is dark and bleak, devastated by evil, kind of like the world we see in these apocalyptic films. Well, thankfully, God has not left us to our imaginations or to these Hollywood films to try and imagine the end of the world. Rather, he's given us inspired revelation containing what we need to know about the end. Not everything that we'd like to know, but everything that we need to know about the end. And the primary place that we find this kind of revelation is in the apocalyptic literature of Scripture. And that's what we have before us this morning. We've come to that turning point in Daniel where we leave the historical narrative chapters and we enter into this strange and colorful world of apocalyptic literature. And we're going to stay in this particular genre until the end of Daniel. Now, what exactly is apocalyptic literature? It gets its name from the Greek word apokalypsis. That simply means to reveal or to unveil. And that's what this genre does. It's revelation from God that reveals things about this present evil age and the final consummation at the end of the age. And what makes apocalyptic literature distinct from maybe something like prophecy is that it's usually presented as a dream or a vision of one of God's servants, like Daniel here in our text, or like John in the book of Revelation. That is also apocalyptic literature. And these visions or dreams, they contain this highly detailed and symbolic imagery, often strange and bizarre imagery, as we have just read, things that are difficult to understand. Now, there's a common error that is made in trying to interpret these passages, and it's an error that we want to avoid as we make our way through to the end of Daniel. And that error is the impulse to speculate about every little detail of the vision, right? And then end up just completely missing the main point of the text. We can very easily miss the forest for the trees here. Now, for example, many well-meaning interpreters, they try to read these passages as if every detail is supposed to correspond to a specific person or a specific event in history. And so they spend all their time trying to find similarities between the imagery and something they see in history, or even worse, something they see in their morning newspaper, right? Trying to connect the details with this nation or this ruler, and they miss the point. It's all pure
speculation.
That's what it becomes. They're not comparing Scripture with Scripture when they do that, looking to Scripture itself to understand the imagery. Rather, they begin